Sports Shaniqua yesterday, Norm Cain Abel today, and tomorrow morning, 8:40, up in the air. So right now in this segment, we're going to hold auditions for the 8:40 bit tomorrow morning. It'll be done by a P1 who gives us the best bit here in this segment. 214-787-1310 if you want to audition.
And this is for a bit of our choosing. If we think all these are terrible, I think we replace Spare Wars tomorrow or something.
Right. So, yeah, we don't have to pick a winner.
No.
You get about 20 or 30 seconds to give us your best shot. We're not looking for anything that's already been done. We don't want your version of Fake Jerry or Fake Tiger. We want some original content. So let's see what the P1s have. And we start off with Don. Hi, Don. How are you?
Great. How are you guys?
Okay. Good. What do you got for us?
Good. Well, I do a short fake Rich Phillips.
Okay.
Okay. Here it goes. From the Texas Motor Speedway, I'm Rich Phillips reminding you to remember about all the reminders when I've called you again and again to never forget about remembering to listen to 1310 Memories, The Ticket.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, there was something there.
I thought that was more Craig Way than Rich Phillips.
There was something to the boo, Rich Phillips.
Yeah, Bob.
There was something there, but thanks for playing, Don.
Rich, you're the actual Rich Phillips. What did you think?
I didn't think it sounded anything like me, and how much mileage is he going to get out of that mess?
Yeah, could he do a whole 8:40
4 minutes out of that?
He may have great jokes to go along with it.
I didn't think that was very good.
The real Rich Phillips doesn't have great jokes, so.
There was something there.
No,
I'm
there
telling
wasn't.
You, he had a little something. Eric in Sportsville, you're on the ticket.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
This is Norm's masseuse.
Okay.
And if I'm going to give the full recount, I'd like my voice disguised, but I can just tell you a little bit that the man came at me like a sex-crazed walrus. I knew I was in for trouble when he handed me a bottle to rub on him. He called it angel tears, but I found out later it was horse semen.
That's probably out of line right there.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
Yeah.
So he was starting off with the whole Al Gore thing, right? Kind of along those lines?
I guess, yeah. The walrus line was kind of funny.
Yeah, not much after that was funny.
No.
All right, let's try Steven. Hi, Steven. What do you have for us?
Hello, guys. This is Luis, the Ticket Vampire.
Oh, okay. We've been talking a lot about Twilight lately.
I have some advice for any future Ticket Vampires out there. First and foremost, you have to have a good name. My real name is not Luis. It's actually Herb. But who can love a vampire named Herb? Secondly...
Hang on there, Steven. Just 1 second.
Sure.
George, just between...
Table talk.
Yeah, table talk. If you're going to do a vampire, shouldn't you have a vampire voice or something like that, right?
Unless it's Luis, then you're...
Blah. Yeah, I like them to sound like the Count from Sesame Street or something.
Yeah, he's got to have... He sounds like Stephen Wright or something. So you sure you want to go with this voice, Steven?
Well, you have to have a tragic voice and think of sad things. Like when Tony Romo fumbled the ball, or when the Mavericks choked. You also have to have a tragic story of how you became a vampire. I actually became a vampire when...
I don't think we have time to continue that. Thank you, though.
All right, let's try Thomas. You're on the ticket. Hello, Thomas.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, what you got?
Oh, hey, music.
Hey.
This is Cleveland Cavalier.
Okay.
I'm just a little bummed, you know, wanting LeBron to re-sign with me and hearing all these rumors about, you know, signing with Miami, maybe signing with New York.
Thomas, do you understand the concept of the 8:40 bit that we try to make it funny?
Yeah.
All right, where's your comedy?
Well, I thought that was pretty funny.
All right, now that's funny. But, yeah.
See, Cleveland. Here's the deal. Make us laugh in the first 20 minutes. Then you got a shot.
And not because it's so bad. We don't want that kind of laughter. We
right.
want good stuff.
Yeah.
We hear from P1s daily. We know tons of P1s have great senses of humor.
Great shtick.
You've got the ability. So let us hear from you. To Wes, you're on Sports Radio 13 in the ticket.
Musers.
Wes.
Well, at least I know I won't be the absolute worst one on here.
Okay.
My idea, my accent may not be the best, but I'm thinking about having Tony Jr. come looking for Norm. He's a debt collector from New Jersey.
Okay.
And Norm owes us about $300,000, you see? He's been gambling for quite a while. Now, you know, he's not a big bettor. He only bets about $20, $30 a game, but, you know, $300,000, it's time to collect. This, you know, this all started back in a Carolina playoff game. He had a quadruple-triple play with my dad, and it didn't go too well, you see. I think he might have got an e-break for that, but...
You know, there's something else that's not going too well.
Where's the voice? Where's the funny voice? There's no...
The voice is it's a tough thing, you know?
Yeah.
So where's the jokes? Where's the material?
Wow. I'll go home and get you a freaking shine box.
All right, let's try Jesse, see what he's got.
Hello, Couch Boys.
Hello. Oh, hey. Who's this?
It's the twin brother of Steve Irwin, Sports Irwin.
Sports Irwin, okay.
Just wanted to give you a report on status of sports, seeing as though LeBron is about to flip the living sports world on its axis.
Uh-huh.
George, being the Chicagoite that you are,
Texan.
I'd like to let you know that the ghost of Harry Carey's speech therapy is coming along swimmingly.
Okay.
He has almost freed himself of his overdramatic S's that result in shadowing his therapist, who happens to be another famous baseball icon, Mickey Mantle, whose anger from the spit has resulted in the Mick drowning his newly heavenly issued liver in a bottle of oddly named and, might I add, contraband Christian Brothers whiskey.
What do you think, Campo Rap? That's a possibility, right, for a replay?
Boy. Yeah, we got a lot of good bits in the classic closet that we could go to tomorrow.
Grego Babysitter.
Yeah,
Grego Babysitter,
like that.
That's a
funny.
Good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Yeah,
I'm passing out.
You know, that last one, in the beginning, I thought was the most promising.
Funny
then,
name.
Then when he started Sports sounding Irwin. Like he was from, you know, Erath County or something for a while.
Yeah. And the lack of material. Okay, let's see. Brent, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Yeah, this is King James.
Oh.
Hey, King James.
How you doing?
Okay.
Hey. So I'm listening to the station yesterday. Junior Miller talking about he don't want me to win.
Right?
No more wins if I don't stay in Cleveland.
Yep.
Junior, you ever been to Cleveland?
No, I don't think I have.
Good. Don't ever go to Cleveland. I'm out Cleveland. I'm giving you guys a call.
Okay.
See, that would be good because we're going to have the big decision.
Right. We need a fake LeBron.
LeBron's a good
interview.
Yeah, but let's come with jokes and funnier voices. All right, let's try Rob. You're on Ticket Radio.
Is this me?
That's you.
I used to be a worship pastor in a church, emphasis on used to be.
Uh-huh.
And we had a deacon by the name of Grandpa Minty. And I'd like to go ahead and do him for you.
Okay.
Hi, my name's Grandpa Minty. I used to work for the government for 50 years. When people cross me, they disappear. It's come to my attention that in the church is an event going on, and we must be stopped to the glory of the Lord. Amen. Come to my attention that the young people have been engaging in a monarchy party. Yes, a monarchy party. I'm not sure what it is, but I'm sure it has something to do with drugs.
You know, we had a lot of good fake Jerry and fake Wade last year.
I wouldn't mind hearing one of those.
Yeah, you know? Troy Aikman used to like to hear those. They were so good.
Yeah. So, how many more auditions should we take? Because right now, we do not have a front runner.
No.
Try a couple more?
How's Ruby Paltz's latest mock draft looking?
I wouldn't mind hearing that again.
Great.
Moment of goose. Let's try Patrick. Hi, you're on the ticket.
What's up, music?
Hey.
Hey.
The ticket, I got a physical disabled gang member. His name is Two Wheels. He's in a wheelchair. And here he goes. I don't want to deal about it. Except the women showed up on a two-wheeler, leaning my tarp, and all I did was shot him with my. With, somebody please give my ass a buzz. Mama, can you get my hearing back? I don't want to go through this.
All buzzes and pops to me, kid.
Man.
Didn't get a word.
Man.
Did he say something about urine bag at
the
end?
Yeah, something.
Okay.
Andrew, what do you got?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, this is Klaus, the sports masseur.
Okay. All right.
I relieve stress of Metroplex sports citizens.
Okay.
For example, I often relieve the stress of Mark Cuban from not winning NBA playoff games by loosening bolts on his neck.
Okay.
All right. So
I also have massaged the Ray Liotta areola of Bill Parcells. Dark circles underneath his nips, you know.
Yeah.
And the bankruptiliac of Tom Hicks.
Well, I think Tiger's got something to say to you.
Started off strong.
Yeah.
I like the voice.
Had a concept.
Yeah. Concept, had a voice.
Mm-hmm. If we could get some better details of what the local sports masseur does.
Peter, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
And what are you calling me for? It's James Brown.
Oh, it's James Brown.
Yeah, you know, what are you calling me for? I was sitting here with the house calls on my bullpen, and I called. And I
haven't
seen what you call
me for. This is the most failed segment in the history of this show.
Do you realize that?
Every P1 listening this morning, you've been a part of history. The most failed segment ever. I don't even want to take
like
another
those
one.
Early American Idols, you know? You just have to get through the trash.
Yeah.
When are we going to get through the trash?
Let's take a couple more.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Warning.
All right, so let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig, you're on the ticket.
Hey, let me do my fake George Dijon. He's got
Okay. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Huh?
You're on the air. Go ahead and do it.
This is George Dijon. Tune in Saturday when I refute all evidence and painfully remind you why you're pathetic. You ever thought about it?
You know what? That was good, except it sounded nothing like George Dijon.
Well, what made it good? Have you ever thought about it?
You really want to take some more?
Let's try one more. This is the last one.
Gosh.
Last one. Right, his name is George.
What's going on right now, guys?
So let's hear what you got there, George.
All right. I got generic softball player.
Okay.
All right, look over there in your dugouts. You better see we got a cooler beer. When the beer is empty, the game is over. I'm not out here all night to run around. Speaking of running around, let's go over the rules. You can see Harold's not here this week. We only got 9 guys, so we're not going to have a catcher. We're going to use a bucket of balls and a pitch back, okay? And second, biggest rule of all, I'm playing outfield, so I'm going to take a little playmate out there. Going to draw a circle 10 feet around myself. If the ball doesn't go through the circle, it's foul. I ain't running.
I've lost the will to live.
You remember the one where we had the draft day, Carcells and Jerry calling draft picks?
You want to do that one?
That was funny.
Okay. We'll dig up something good. The ticket audio vault will be open tomorrow at 8:40. Unfortunately, we were unable to find an original bit for tomorrow's 8:40 in this segment. In fact, we were never even close. It's 8:34 on Sports Radio 1310. The